This week's parasha is Parashas Kisisa. It's also Parashas Para. And there's definitely a lot of feelings and emotions going on. Live from Katzefet in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. A lot of feelings and emotions going on. It's the day after Purim in Yerushalayim. Motzai Shushan Purim. Everyone's still definitely coming down on some level from the Purim experience. And I witnessed many of you yesterday in very, very high places. Definitely some of us are coming down from the Purim experience. That's on one level, on one part of our mind and our thoughts. And there's definitely a feeling that everybody has, whether it's conscious or subconscious, or maybe even at the forefront of what's in our minds, which is that we spoke last week about Corona, a little bit in Shir. And now unfortunately it's gone to a different level. So my father told me last night, I spoke to my father last night, he told me the only way he can describe what's going on in New Jersey, in America, is a quote. My father's not a very dramatic, he's not a dramatic person. He said, absolute hysteria. He said, people are there's chaos and mayhem and hysteria. He said, schools are being closed down. Shuls are talking about closing shuls for Shabbos, which is a crazy concept. Think back in our history and time. Was there ever a time that the shuls were closed? The only time I can think about the shuls being closed is in Russia during communist Russia, or in Holocaust, and people couldn't go to shuls. But in our lifetime, was a shul ever closed down? My father always likes to say that the one place that's open 365 days a year, 7 days a week, there's no vacation from, is a shul. And now they're saying, you can't go to shul on Shabbos. It's crazy. Crazy concept. It's unbelievable. And I want to talk actually about another part of Corona, which is affecting many, many thousands of people around the world and thousands of Jews as well. And that's what's called in this country, bidud. Bidud means, what they call in English, quarantine or seclusion. There are people in this room whose siblings right now are in quarantine. People in this room, in this little room in Katzefet. There are people, one of my sisters-in-law is in quarantine in Israel. It's a crazy concept. How many people are in quarantine and are secluded? After shul this morning, I walked into the Makola, and the gabbai at the minyan I davened, I saw him this morning in shul, and how you doing? Oh, I was just in quarantine for the last 10 days. I'm like, what? I was in Switzerland, and I came back, and then maybe in quarantine. Just got in quarantine right before Purim. It's an unusual concept. It's almost unheard. It's unheard of. In my lifetime, I'm older than you guys. Quarantine, this kind of mass, the thousands and thousands in this country alone, right now, today, there's thousands of people in quarantine. The entire Italy's in quarantine. The entire China was in quarantine for 2 weeks. I mean, the concept, the numbers in quarantine are just staggering. Let alone the numbers of people, unfortunately, that are sick with Corona, etc. So I want to talk about the concept that I think is very, very important for us to think about, especially as we have probably what might be the last Nashanigin together of this month. There's a good chance it is. For many of us, for sure it is. Many of us have plans to travel before next Thursday. And I have a feeling, my gut tells me that even those that stay in this country next Thursday, there's a decent chance it's not going to be a chance for us to have Nashanigin. Just from my hunch, my chush. I hope I'm wrong.
Why?
I want to... Why? Because I don't think that the yeshiva is going to be able to function regularly with the climate that's going around. That's my feeling. Halavai at the face of open up again. That's my feeling. I'm not trying to give an ayin hara. Just the way things are going everywhere around us, just hard to imagine that we'll be able to just have regular. I hope I'm wrong. So I want to share with you a Gevaldika Machshava. It's a Sforno. This week's parasha. And I think it's a very, very, very important lesson for us to realize and to appreciate while we think about the concept of bidud and quarantine and to appreciate what it's about. The crux of the parasha talks about the Chet HaEgel. Very, very, one of the darkest moments of the Jewish people. Chet HaEgel, Moshe goes up to Shemayim, 40 days. Where's Moshe? He's not back. Hashem tells Moshe, look down, look at your people. Soru Maher, look how quickly they've gone off track. And Moshe decides on his own to what? Smash the luchos, correct? Smash the luchos. There's a phrase in the pasuk, which is unbelievable, which the Torah describes, happens before Moshe smashes the luchos. And what is that? Listen to this pasuk. It's in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yud Tes. Listen carefully. It says, "Va'ikasher karav el hamachane." Moshe drew himself near to the camp, to where Bnei Yisrael were. Vayar es ha'egel. He saw the egel. What's the next word? Anybody know? Vayar es ha'egel. He saw the egel. U'micholos. What's the micholos? And the circles. He saw the egel and the circles. What circles? He saw the dancing. He saw the Jewish people dancing around the egel. As soon as he saw that, Vayichar af Moshe. Moshe got very, very angry. Vayashlech miyadav es haluchos. He threw the luchos out of his hands. Vayishaber osam tachas ahar. And he smashed the luchos under the har. Says the Sforno, what's going on? Vayaras ha'igal asam umcholos. He sees the mecholos. He sees the circles. Says the Sforno in a tremendous insight. Listen to this. It's one thing to make an egel. It's one thing to say, no, Moshe's not here anymore. Okay, we need a new leader. But to dance around it, to sing around it, to rejoice in it, to use a union which is supposed to be a union of Kedusha for something other than that, to celebrate it, that's a whole different magic. That I can't handle. I'll try to explain a little bit more what I think this word is saying. There's a certain power, Rabbos, that exists when it's not just an individual by himself. If imagine it was just one person in this room eating Katzefa, okay, it'd be a nice experience. You know, a shake with bananas, a little bananas, a little sugar, a strawberry, mango. It's nice, nice shake. By myself, what is that? It's okay. Two of us together, it's already, three is a chabura. We have a minion out here. It's a whole different game, I would say. When you take that and you use it properly, it's unbelievable. If it's abused, if there's a whole group of people and doing something which is inappropriate together, it's a whole different madriga of disaster. Moshe Rabbeinu saw not just the eagle. The eagle is new, that's bad enough. But singing and dancing around the eagle, rejoicing with the eagle, like, ah, eagle, that can't be. That's not a thing. Abosai, I want to just reflect with you a little bit about what we should appreciate coming off of Purim. Coming off of Purim, coming off of the Sudas Purim, thank God we were able to have Sudas Purim. Baruch Hashem is here. I want to share with you a Gevalda Gevort relating to Purim a little bit, but just a very, very important message. Please listen carefully. Gemara in Megillah says that Shimon Bar Yochai's students asked him, what was the Avera that was so bad that caused the Jews to be punished, wiped out? So Shimon Bar Yochai answered, because they benefited from the Suda of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says, oh, okay, so then the students of Shushan should die. How come? Why everybody else? Why is everyone else punished? Okay, the Gemara has this discussion. But the simple pshat is that it was that Avera, the enjoyment from the Suda of Achashverosh, which caused the decline, the demise almost, of Klal Yisrael. Psh, what's so bad? They ate kosher food, there was a hechsher on it. They had wine that was kosher wine. Why are we throwing the book at them? Why are they killing all the Jewish people? Because they enjoyed the Suda of Achashverosh. Listen carefully, Rebbe Lusai. Listen carefully. Rebbe Gedalia said last Shabbos in Shul that the Maral says that the big test of the Golos of Paras and Madai of Persia was the test of Gashmius. Look at the party that he had. Look at the fancy goblets they were sitting on, the couches, all the beautiful. It was the Gashmias. It was too much Gashmias. They said, you know what? They're accepting us. We're enjoying being with the nations of the world. We're enjoying their company. We're enjoying being accepted by the people around us. That's a no-no, Abosai. We have to understand, we have to appreciate who we are. We have to appreciate what we have. You know what we should celebrate, Abosai? Lech Knossos Kol Yehudim. Purim comes and says, you know what? Celebrate. You know what you're celebrating? You have a family, a Jewish family to be with? Celebrate that family. You have a nice community you're part of? Celebrate that community. You have chevra that you enjoy spending time with? Celebrate that. You don't have to look to the outside world. Oh, there's a big party in the office. Let's go enjoy the party. Look, and I'm the CEO of the company, so what? And wow, I'm Jewish and they accept me. No. If he has to go, he has to go. But don't enjoy that. Your mission in life is not to enjoy being accepted by the nations of the world. Our mission in life is Lech Kedoshas Kol Yehudim. Let's have a Jewish joy and celebration. Abosai, think about this moment. Just this moment. Let's freeze the moment for a second. This is Geshmak. To sit together with friends in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, beautiful weather outside, a nice little shahakol, some mazonos on the table a little bit, a little mazonos on the corner, hope the mazonos become. To sing a little bit, to enjoy each other's company, Abosai, a little bit, to enjoy friendship, to be able to be together, just to enjoy Divrei Torah together, to reflect back on a wonderful Zman together, Bli Anhar and Yeshiva, which has been a beautiful Zman, Baruch Hashem. That's joy. And sometimes in life, Chaver, listen carefully, sometimes in life, a person has to be missing something to appreciate it. And you don't have something anymore, and you're like, oh my gosh, you know what I had? It was unbelievable. I hope we'll be able to have many more Nash Benigans for many years. People that are in quarantine right now, not only can't have Nash Benigans, they can't touch their little children's hands. They can't give a kiss to the kid on the forehead. They can't interact with people. They can't enjoy each other's company. When you lose something, when a person misses something, it reminds us of the way it's supposed to be. You know, it says in the Torah, I think it's in Parashas Naso, that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, so what happens? They have to go out of all three machanos. Badad Yeshev. What's that mean? Goes in seclusion. Michutz l'machane moshavo. Chazal say it means he has to go out of three machanos. You know why? Rashi says, this guy spoke Lashon Hara, which caused him to what? Cause separation amongst people. So you know what happens? He goes out of the camp, he's separated also. What happens when he's outside of the camp? What happens is he realizes, you know what? You know, I gave up on something that was great. I had a great opportunity. Instead of using my chance to be with friends to bring everyone closer together, maybe I didn't use my speech the way I should. So you know what? I reflect now on what it means to be alone, so that when I come back into the camp, I come back with a whole different game plan. I come back with the strength, with the commitment to be positive, to look with an eye and tov at people, to speak positively about people, to think positively about people. Time alone, I'm not wishing this upon anybody. Time alone is time for reflection. When you don't have something anymore, so you appreciate what you have. I both say, there's no one like the Jewish people. Miki Amcha Yisrael Goya Chabaretz. There's no people that could celebrate like we celebrate. There's no people that walk around anywhere in Yerushalayim. Yesterday you saw around these little kids coming over, Dmei Purim, and everyone's reaching their pockets and just giving these little random kids on the street a shekel, or maybe more than a shekel, or whatever. There's no one like that in the world. Imagine walking into China and saying, can I have a shekel? Like, what? You mean a yen? What shekels? No shekels here. It's crazy. It's a crazy concept. The joy of being together on Purim Rabosai is a joy that we have to appreciate. The joy of being together on a regular Thursday is a joy that we should appreciate. The joy of having family, the joy of having friends, the joy of having community. It's something very, very unique. It doesn't exist everywhere else in the world. I'm not saying there's no community, but there's nothing like Am Yisrael. I'm going to close how I began. Shul being closed on Shabbos. The communities that we're going to go back to very soon, some of us. Closing down shuls, it's like shut down the community. What's the community, not the shul? What's the community if not everyone being able to daven together and to sing together, zmiros together, and sing negunim and shul and shabbos? That's what we are. That's our core. That's what we're about. The whole is much greater than the sum of its parts. Bosai, let's reflect on yeshiva. What's yeshiva if not a group of people coming together to build off of each other, to grow from each other? Look around this little small room we have together here. Everyone gained something from each other in this room, no doubt about it. Everyone grew because we were together. From your kasha, from your teretz, from your asmada, from your persistence, from your davening, everyone grew from watching each other's growth. That's how you grow in yeshiva. That's something which we should take for granted. To have each other, to have community, to have family, to have chevra. That's a very, very important lesson, which I think we have to learn from what's going on in the world. I hope no one has to go into quarantine. I hope Mir Tashem, Yeshua Hashem, Terefai, and Halavai, the same way Hashem brought this thing on in the world, he could get rid of it also in a second. But I think one lesson we have to take from what's going on in the world around us is to appreciate each other, to appreciate what it means to have a keshe with people, to appreciate our friends, to appreciate our family, our community, to appreciate the gifts that are around us. This is a very important lesson, which I think coming off of Purim, I feel stronger. I had this chesed of Purim to dance with many of you, to sing with you, to enjoy a beautiful studio in my house with friends and family. What? Put a price tag on that. How much is that worth? I don't know. Anyone want a price tag on that? Can anybody put a price tag? It's priceless. It's priceless. Would I trade it for anything in the world? It costs nothing. Nothing to trade it for. It's kvaldik. It's this Purim day gives me personally kaf for the whole year. I love Purim. I look forward to Purim the entire year. I'm so excited for Purim. It's priceless, I must say. So we should be zochei Eretz Hashem. Look around us to take in the air of Eretz Yisrael as much as we can, the chevra from each other, to appreciate what we got from each other. We should be zochei to come together to learn the tikkun of the chet ha'egel. Moshe saw the gathering together, they're singing and dancing for the egel. I said, not me. Yeah, but Eretz Hashem, if Hashem sees we come together because we want to enjoy each other's company, we want to enjoy tefillah together. I imagine, listen to this, I'm not playing Hashem over here, but I imagine if shuls are closed this Shabbos, hope they're not, people come to shul the next week, and they walk into shul, they weren't in shul for a whole week because they couldn't be in shul. Some shuls already were shut down. They come back to shul, I imagine the davening next week is going to be a different davening. I imagine there's going to be different level of kavana. I imagine people are not going to be talking as much in shul as they spoke before, because you don't have it anymore. You appreciate it. You appreciate it on a different level. So both sides, we should be zocha to appreciate each other, to enjoy each other's company. We should enjoy what it means to be part of Am Yisrael. We should daven for our brothers and sisters that are having difficult times right now, that they should no longer be in difficult times. Mitzvah Hashem, this challenging patch of time that the world is facing, that the Jewish people are facing, should pass by soon. Rich Hashem, people should be able to come back to each other, back to community and to life, with hopefully strengthened chizuk and strengthened appreciation of what life is really about. Yishuv zochem Rich Hashem. Everyone keeps saying Mashiach is coming. I really hope he is. I don't know exactly what the Corona's piece in this puzzle of Gullus is about, but hopefully it's one step closer. Mashiach coming, we should be zochah to dance together b'simcha rabba with Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehira b'yameinu.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom, chevra.